The National Sleep Foundation has declared this Sleep Awareness Week, and sleep is important. Studies show that people who do not get enough of it are at risk for all sorts of health problems. And WYPR's Ingrid Antonio reports that Maryland is among the most sleep-deprived states in the nation.
Chances are, if you're over 40, you can remember when television concluded the broadcast day with the national anthem, and then color bars or a test pattern took over the screens. Now electronic devices, large and small, emit enough light all night to trick our brains into thinking it's day, altering our internal clocks and leading to chronic sleep deprivation.
This is the biggest bane of sleep physicians' existence, if you will.
That's Dr. Sushil Patil, the clinical director for the Sleep Disorder Center at Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center. He says sleep deprivation is a big and growing problem in the United States.
There are statistics that we have through the NIH and the CDC that suggest that up to 70 million Americans have some form of a sleep disorder.
Just last year, the CDC ranked Maryland the third most sleep-deprived state in America, just behind Kentucky ranking second and Hawaii in the number one slot.
We all know that we probably don't get as much sleep as we should, but, you know, society is such that we think of ourselves as being stronger if we're able to do more in the face of less sleep.
And sure, there are those that say they can get by with less sleep, but Dr. Patil says that will catch up to them. They're putting themselves at risk for impairments they aren't even recognizing, like greater weight gain and higher rates of diabetes and hypertension.
And so, you know, that's an important observation we've learned over the last 10 years or so. And so really, it's a problem we need to try to fix by getting people to get more sleep regularly.
Meet Andrea Marandarke.
In my opinion, I don't sleep enough.
She's part owner of Ryan's Daughter, an Irish pub in North Baltimore, where you'll find her meeting and greeting customers most days. But she says there's something about that untraditional work schedule in her business.
And these hours can change from day to day, so your body doesn't really get used to the same schedule every single day like it would do for a 9-to-5 job. So I guess maybe that has a little bit of an influence on your sleep pattern.
And sure enough, the food service industry is on the list of jobs in our 24/7 society that are at higher risk for health-related concerns linked to insufficient sleep. Here's Dr. Patil.
Humans, you know, our biology is such that, you know, we crave sort of a consistency and repetition, if you will. We're not really designed to do necessarily night work on a regular basis.
But in our society, living tired seems to have become the new normal. Dr. Patil has a self-correct tool for that.
So, I mean, the first thing I think is to recognize and tell yourself that sleep is important. My general advice for most people is that whenever you go to bed, you should have a one-hour period where you have no electronics, where it's your own time, so that allows your brain to get into a relaxed state and allow yourself to fall asleep.
So now we know. Just catching up on sleep for one night is never enough. You will have to commit to making sleep a priority in order to feel rested and to be at your peak. Just like the good doctor ordered. I'm Ingrid Antonio, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.